Let's start with when. For Google Fiber to work, the company needs to build a whole new telecom network based on fiber optic cables, a rope of hair-thin glass tubes bundled together that use lasers to transmit data.
So I am just letting everybody know that it will be a while.
That's Jill Schumacher, Director of Expansion for Google Fiber. And she says the only signs of Google Fiber you'll see for some time are
trucks, you can see surveyors, you'll see folks digging in the right-of-way.
Google will build individual fibers out to customers, plus the new hubs and backbone that connects it all to the internet. City officials say construction on all this is slated to begin in the first half of this year. From there, it will be 2 years before service is switched on. Google itself gave no timeline.
Just be patient.
And Schumacher gave no details as to which neighborhood will get the service first, saying only they're focusing their current efforts inside Charlotte's city limits. No word yet on the rest of Mecklenburg County. Now, once the network is switched on, it offers state-of-the-art internet speeds.
Google Fiber will put Charlotte on par with some of the fastest cities in the world, Tokyo, Seoul, and Zurich.
1 gigabyte uploaded and downloaded per second. That's around 100 times faster than what most people get from their internet provider. It means no buffering while you stream high-definition movies, video chats with better quality video, and no dropouts. And who knows what else? It stakes Charlotte's place in the internet-based world, says Mayor Dan Clodfelter.
This is validation that Charlotte intends to be and will be positioned to be a major player in the digital economy of the 21st century.
And that's what's in this for Charlotte as a whole. Google's network could be a catalyst and spur new high-tech jobs in Charlotte. It did in Kansas City. The first to get Google Fiber, says Rich Greenfield, media analyst with the brokerage firm BTIG.
The influx of, you know, technology workers wanting to take advantage and be one of the first people to have symmetrical gigabyte fiber is real and meaningful.
Greenfield adds that houses in Kansas City hooked up to Google Fiber sell at a higher price than those without. Now, what's in it for you, the consumer? Google has yet to announce what the rates will be for their internet service in Charlotte. In the three cities that already have Google Fiber, users pay monthly subscriptions of $70 for internet only and $120 to $130 for internet and a scaled-down version of cable TV. But primarily, what Google Fiber offers is this: competition.
We welcome competition. It's great for the marketplace. It's great for innovation.
Josh Gelinas is a spokesman for AT&T, which has their own fiber optic plan called U-verse. The company plans to roll out the high-speed version in Charlotte sometime this year. But Gelinas says it can already be found.
In Raleigh and Durham, in that area, it's $90 per month for 100 megabits per second, and then customers can upgrade to the 1 gigabit per second for an additional $30.
That's $120 per month, the same as Google Fiber. As for Time Warner Cable, Charlotte's dominant internet provider, they already have a fiber optic network available in Charlotte, but only for businesses. For consumers, they offer a range of plans.
So we offer something called Everyday Low Price Internet. It's just $14.99 a month.
Rich Ruggiero is a spokesman for Time Warner.
And that's perfect for someone who does light web browsing, reads a little bit of email.
And it goes up from there. But the maximum Time Warner can offer is less than a third of Google's internet speed. But they can offer more cable channels. So in the end, whether Google Fiber is right for you depends on whether you're a heavy user of the internet or just a casual surfer. And it matters on how much you currently pay each month for access. Now, to our final question, what's in this for Google? The company will foot the entire bill to build their new network in Charlotte. And while they won't say how much that will cost, it won't be cheap. Google will make some money from those monthly subscriptions, but the real money comes from what Google is really good at, collecting data, says media analyst Rich Greenfield.
And this is all about understanding consumers, learning about them, learning what they like.
And then using your interest to target you with very specific advertising. Google already does that whenever you search on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet.
The one place where Google really doesn't know much about the consumer is on the television.
Having a direct pipeline into homes, one that offers a cable TV-like package, can allow Google to move in on the TV advertising market, which Greenfield says is worth $65 billion a year. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.